Parliament's newest senator is already making waves. He was only sworn in less than 24 hours ago. Jim Molan is a retired Major General, and now he's a Liberal Party senator. And he's making no apologies for posting anti-Muslim videos on social media, which Labor and others have branded racist. He's a Conservative hardliner. Jim Molan is muscling up for what could be another bruising battle over Liberal Party reform at this weekend's make-or-break meeting of the New South Wales Liberal State Council. Jim Molan, Senator Molan, joins us in our Parliament House studios. Senator, welcome to breakfast.
Fran, good morning. It's a long time since we've talked.
It has, and now you're a senator in the Australian Parliament. I'm going to come to the reform, the Liberal Party reform, which you've been very caught up with over recent years. But can we first deal with these videos you posted on your Facebook page last year? One shows Muslim men attacking police in France. The other purports to show Muslim men attacking young women, though that one's been discredited. I'm just trying to work out why you shared this material. What were you trying to achieve?
It's pretty simple, Fran. You say that it purported to show something. I think it showed something. And what it showed was essentially violence and antisocial behaviour. Anyone who thinks I am anti-Islamic or racist, as the allegations were made yesterday in the Sydney Morning Herald, is stark raving mad. I aren't either. I have worked effectively cross-culturally for years, and I made a statement to that effect as a version of a first speech, Fran, last night, but not a first speech. What I was trying to achieve was to say to people that the breakdown of society through violence and antisocial behaviour is something that we should all be very, very aware of. I have served and lived in countries where society is broken down, where violence is widespread, and I was trying to achieve nothing more than that.
Okay, but you were achieving that, by posting these anti-Muslim videos from an anti-Muslim group, Britain First. That is what they are. I think they would have no bones about that.
Absolutely. But this is months and months before President Trump made Britain First something which everyone knows.
No, but if you're posting, didn't you make an effort to find out who this group was and therefore what their motives might be?
I did not, Fran.
Well, as Tanya Plibersek told us when we spoke to her early, it's pretty unusual to share material you don't agree with or endorse.
No, I shared two videos which show violence and antisocial behaviour. That's what I was posting.
There's all sorts of videos of antisocial behaviour on the internet. You chose two from a group called Britain First.
Have you been through the entire Facebook, Fran? Have you looked at all the videos that I may have shared, have you?
No, I haven't, but I'm wondering if you think it's responsible to be just posting things that you don't know the background of them.
I think it's very responsible to address the issue of antisocial behaviour and violent behaviour in any society.
Do you endorse these videos and the philosophy of the group?
Do I endorse the videos? I don't endorse Britain First. Britain First is an appalling organisation. I now know that it's an appalling organisation. Do I endorse the videos? Well, the videos stand by themselves.
Some have been discredited now.
Oh, yeah, people say that, Fran, but how do you know they've been discredited? Someone said it. Someone put, apparently, and I haven't gone back and looked at them, someone apparently put an entry that this is discredited. Look at the videos, people, I would say to all of your listeners. Please look at the videos. How can you discredit riotous attacks on police? Which aspect is discredited, Fran? This is what I'm very interested in. I believe that there are two aspects of this. I saw one of them. The one that I saw was antisocial violent behaviour. Other people are saying this is Islamic. Are we saying that the Islamic side has been discredited? Because the violent side certainly hasn't been discredited, and that's what I posted it on.
No, I think there's a whole lot of people who, if you read about it on the net, will say it's discredited because the circumstance that these were reporting to demonstrate were not the circumstances at all. I just wondered,
They stand by themselves. You look at that video, each of which went for about a minute. You look at the video stands by itself. You can invent the context around it. You can say, I mean, it comes from an organisation which we now know to be an appalling organisation.
Do you apologise for that, sharing?
No, I don't.
Sharing videos that come from that appalling organisation?
No, because I didn't know it was an appalling organisation a year ago.
These posts were from last March. Will you continue to share this kind of material and stimulate debate now that you're a Member of Parliament?
Fran, I have long since given up using Facebook.
It's also reported you shared articles about banning Muslim immigration to Australia. Have you done that, and is that something you think we should consider?
No, I haven't done that.
Okay, so that's not true?
No, I haven't done that.
Labor says you need to be pulled into line over this. Has the PM or Matthias Cormann or anyone like that had a word to you?
No, I don't think the PM or Matthias Cormann actually react to Dougie Cameron's kind of paranoia.
Okay. You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 11 past eight. We're speaking with Senator Jim Moylan, former Army officer, now a brand new senator in the Liberal Party. Liberal Party reform is a cause close to your heart these days. You were one of the driving forces behind the so-called Rose Hill Resolution, formerly known as the Warringah Motion, which passed 2-1 by delegates last year's special conference in New South Wales. That means rank and file party members would now have a direct say on pre-selection for state and federal seats. So,
and also, Fran, for the election of the state executive and the president.
Okay.
And that's key.
It has to be endorsed at the State Council this Saturday, but the reports all suggest it's likely to be watered down. Is that what you understand? And if so, what's going to happen?
I think it's going to be a hard fight. The New South Wales division for a long, long time has been controlled by a very small faction of people who were once lobbyists and people who owe their existence to being lobbyists. For 10 years, Fran, good people have fought this fight. Very good people within the Liberal Party in New South Wales have fought this fight. 6 years ago, a new group of people came in to fight the fight, and I became involved about 3 years ago. 3 years ago, the party was so worried about the fact that the Democratic Reformers were doing well that they decided to have a futures conference. And they said, let's call a big conference. It'll cost us $400,000. Everyone can pay $150 who comes along and then vote. They thought they could control it, Fran, but they didn't. The people totally revolted. And as you said, they voted
2-1.
Absolutely. And not only did they vote for the Warringah motion, which is now the Rose Hill Resolution, but they also voted against other motions, which were exactly the same as the motion which is being put up against the Warringah motion now. And that's token reform. It does nothing for 3 to 5 years. It's the kind of reform you're having when you're not having any reform at all. And the important thing about it is that when those that control the party thought that they could control the outcomes, they said that the AGM in the future will ratify what comes out of the Futures Conference. Now, what's called the Bennelong motion, and I know this bores your readers, your listeners, silly, but what comes out, what the Bennelong motion, which is the alternate to the Democratic Reform motion, did not come out of the AGM. It has been invented and it's been pushed in, and it is non-reform.
It proposes that senators would still be selected by state council, as I understand it. That's part of it. So do you believe the fix is in? I know some people are suggesting that the former Minister Philip Ruddock, who's nominated for the party presidency, is part of a push from the left, or a front for the left, to water down the reforms.
I think there's a very strong desire to water down the reforms. There's no two ways about that. Whether it's a fix, I don't know. Philip Ruddock is not known, to my knowledge, for his support of democratic reform. But there are three tickets. And you can change the constitution, but if you've still got those who are running the show on the state executive and as the president, you'll achieve very little. You can change the state executive and the president, but if the constitution goes the way of the Bennelong reforms, or stays at what it is now and doesn't reform itself, we're wasting our time. Good people are on all sides of this argument, but we must get change now. If we don't get democratic reform, if anyone accepts token democratic reform, which is the Bennelong Bennelong option, if anyone accepts token democratic reform, it'll be the issue of reform within this party will be dead for 3 to 5 years.
The most senior Liberal in New South Wales is the Prime Minister. What do you want him to do?
Well, he's already come out any number of times and said that he's for plebiscites. But this is something which this is not really the business of politicians. This is the business of the members of the party. And the members, the politicians don't own the party. The members own the party, and the members have spoken. The evil in this will be if our party in New South Wales ignores the wishes of the members.
Jim Moylan, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Fran. Thank you.
Retired Major General and now Liberal Senator Jim Moylan.